Good morning. It's February the 16th, no, February the 18th, correct my language. And this edition of the Cook Report is the Thursday edition, so that means we're going to talk B2B. Business to business is what B2B means, as many of you know that are here now, and I thank you for joining us in the audience. And the first thing I want to talk about is a blog that I came about preparing the show notes, and precisionmarketinggroup.com, WAC blog, and the show notes will contain all the links I referenced. Don't think you have to write them down. The blogging recipe that Precision Marketing Group has is zero hoopla, 100% helpful. If you want to have the user have a good user experience, then be helpful with your content. They'll come back and they'll say, hey, duh, I got good, helpful information. So I'm going to go back and get good, helpful information again. The lessons that they teach are be true to who you are as long as who are is true to others. Okay? Be the real deal. There's more than enough business to go around, so help one another. I've said that many times. I said the biggest competitor I have is apathy, the people that just don't want to get out of their comfort zone. The third thing they mention is owning a business is hard, as you well know. So share what you've learned and leverage to grow your own company. And it's okay to be vulnerable and share what stinks about your business. Like if there's some part of it you just hate doing, like the billing, maybe an accountant gets wind of that and they might be there for you. Maybe it's the copywriting, eh? So if you're a copywriter and somebody says they just have a mental block about writing the copy for their content, then doing that for them, then you've networked, you've met the needs of that person. You become a solution provider. And that's a win. It's a win-win. So the next thing I want to mention, this is something that I wrote in the 70s. I used to sell FM radio commercials. And so I needed a motivational document, a thing to get the ducks in a row, to think everything out and plan where things were going to go for that week. Now, years later, in the age of computers and blogs and social media and podcasts like this, we now digitize these efforts. But here are the 10 things, and they'll be listed in the show notes. Number one, because it was back then, send a handwritten note. Take the time to handwrite a note out to a person and say, how's it going? What's new? How can I be assistance? Let's make an appointment, talk about it. You know, make them a handwritten note. In this instance, if you digitize it, maybe send them a direct message on Twitter or send them a message in Facebook Messenger, something like that. Clip and send an article of interest. That means copy and paste, right? If it's clip and send, that's copy and paste. Talk to a satisfied client and ask them who else you might help with their needs. So if you've been recognized by a client as a solution provider, is there anybody else that can use solution that needs a database set up that you know? So then you can find that person and give them a helping hand too. Number four is send a thank you gift to someone that referred you. So if Tracy Bass gives you a referral and says, hey, this person does great copywriting or whatever you've done for that client, send them a thank you gift. If you can't think of what the gift should be, just take a $20 bill and write down on the $20 bill, I couldn't think of the right gift to send you, so I'm sending you to this $20 instead. And Tracy will accept that, I'm pretty sure. The give your business card to somebody with influence. So in this digital age, you can have a digital business card, that's what I'm trying to say, or a VCF video card or business card file, virtual card file. There, the sound back now, Tracy? I hope so. Where did we leave off? At number six was send a letter to the editor of a magazine your customers read. You can go into your analytics and find out what your customers' likes are, and then based on that information, determine what magazines they're going to read. And so then try to get digitally included in the online presence of the contents of that magazine. And this is more of a goal, is to add a certain fixed number of people. I wrote down 15, but it can be 10. But add people to your mailing list. Set the goal of new subscribers on your email mailing list. And that can be on MailChimp, on Constant Contact, on AWeber, whatever the delivery system is. Your call on that. I'm not going to do an endorsement here. Number 8, leave a compelling voicemail. Something like, Tracy, I need you to tell me right away when my sound goes out. Okay. And then she does. And that works. So leave a compelling voicemail. And even digitally, you can do that. The number 9, make an appointment. Never, ever make a cold call except for the intent is to ask for time to spend 10 minutes with them on an appointment and find out what their needs are. Number 10, call a client you haven't talked to in 2 years. And that, if you've been in the business for quite a while, 2 years is not a big stretch. But somebody you just haven't heard from them, you want to know what's going on, give them a holler. Third item we're going to talk about today, and we're going to wrap it up after that, is logo downloads. So here's the question. Should downloads of logos be a separate page or part of a media kit document that also has got testimonials, published moments, the about me stuff? I saw a link today, and then when I wrote this the other day, on the PHP site, php.net, /download-logos.php, that prompted this question. They have a separate page built just for the downloading of logos for their brand, for PHP. So there you have it. That's the three things we're talking about on B2B. Thanks for joining the Cook Report. Thank you to all the people that made this possible and the shout outs. As always, Edinburgh Dusters, if you're in Edinburgh, Scotland, you need some cleaning done, call Fraser. Their number's in the book and it's on their website, and the show notes will contain the link to their website. And also a shout out for a consultation, some good thought sharing I've done with Kevin Scullion from Passing Places around Scotland. His show is on hiatus a bit now, waiting for the weather to break. Passingplaces.scot, be in the show notes. It's a good blog. If you're going to travel to Scotland, contact Kevin. Big thanks to Blab that made this all possible, blab.im. A shout out thanks to Tracy for letting me know that the sound went out right in the middle of the show. That was magic. I must be a Panthers fan, huh? Because that was a loser. No, I'm just joking. Anyway, the show is about over. And as at the end of every show, short and sweet that it is, I say those same three magic words that ends the show. It's a wrap.